Hey guys, it's your boy, it's Z. So I'm back again with another disaster cast, and in this case, I'm going to be talking about, well, as we're going into Arc 5, I'm going to be talking about my plans for Arc 5, but I also want to touch on some things that was in Arc 1 through 4, because they're important too. So, you know how you can tell when the heartbeat of a story changes? You can kind of feel it in the way the air moves between the scenes, or how the silence hits between the lines. So Massive Disaster, it started out as a small story, like claustrophobic small, one guy in a broken colony trying to figure out who he is and what the hell happened to him and where he's going to go from there. It wasn't about empires or ideologies. It was about a workshop, a busted memory, and a sense of wrongness just under everything. Arc 1 was survival written around confusion. No grand mission, none of that. Just Zed as a character trying to piece together himself. That's the part people forget, the intimacy of that first arc. It wasn't clean science fiction, it was more blue-collar, tactile, grimy, rust, sweat, and hours of work. It was small on purpose, because small makes you honest. When the world's only as big as your own confusion, every choice feels big. Every new piece of knowledge feels revolutionary. Zed was just a mechanic with a bad case of existential lag, and the story was less about what he could build, and more about why his mind worked like it did. It was a lens that was Loctite. You didn't get the galaxy, you got one guy's distorted lens of it. Everything filtered through his mind, and that worked. And honestly, writing Zed helped me revolutionize my own writing. Because I realized that a good story is always human scale. It's always supposed to feel like you're in somebody's head. Then Arc 2 hit, and that scale jumped up, and it stopped being about fixing things and more about building them. Zed went from reacting to creating. The workshop wasn't a hiding place anymore. It became a forge. And Celestial Forge. Yeah, that's a bad joke. Anyway, the tone shifted to more of a low-key, techno-creation, Tony Stark vibe. The machines started appearing on their own, the tools responded to him, and physics started bending politely out of his way, and that was the new nervous system. So the thing is, that change wasn't just plot, it was more psychological. The language itself was different. I used a different language. I got inspired more from Tony Stark a little bit. Like, let's see. But yeah, things got sharper, more mechanical, Zed's thought process sped up, and the narration followed with it. So that was the real metamorphosis. The narrative learning to think like Zed. And that was when things became more about, I can do what I want. You know, I can write what I want. I can create what I want. Arc 3 kind of changed that. That was the corporate expansion. That was the PR performances. That was very Iron Man 2. The tone went from claustrophobic to personal, which is Arc 2, and then became cinematic. Things became public consequences. Suddenly you have expos, sniper attacks, diplomatic meetings, spies. The world zoomed out hard. I think that's the arc where the story kind of becomes self-aware, and it got... the Captain America bit was funny. That was really an interesting bit. And even Adam started talking to him more at speed. It became more self-referential, and I liked that. But the more Zed built and the more I wrote Zed, the less you could tell where his personality began and the story ended. Or the story ended and his personality began. That was the pivot point. That was spectacle and intimacy without losing the unease underneath. For every flashy suit demo or kinetic fight, there was a moment where the narrative stopped and you could feel how empty it was making him. He was surrounded by light and motion and people who loved him, and he was more alone than ever. And that was really fun. I know it sounds kind of messed up, but it was really fun to write that. But Arc 4, for those of you who've read Arc 4, that's where everything crystallized. The invention stabilized. The empire was running on its own. The technology was singing like music. That was the guy who started out with Omnitools was now altering gravity and rewriting biology. And the tone got a little bit Blood Meridian, almost. I read Blood Meridian around that time, so I got inspired heavily. I got a little bit biblical, okay? Things were getting a little bit mythical in the prose. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's a little bit I was trying to go for unnerving and how Zed was kind of losing himself. And it was only in the scenes where you had Kira and Nina and him talking personally with Kai that you really felt the humanity. But when he was with the people he modified, other than Caleb, of course, you were supposed to feel that Zed was inhuman. But yeah, that was because Arc 4 wasn't about progress or innovation. It was trying to make Zed come off as perfect, which he also did to himself with the same serum he gave Caleb, the rebirth serum from Captain America. That was the part where I tried to emphasize that Zed was losing himself a bit. He was becoming indistinguishable from tyranny. There was a god complex going on. Even though he still saw himself as the good guy, and he still loved his friends, things were getting a bit more abstract, more strategic. Every act of care came with a spreadsheet, and his friends could feel it, because they're still orbiting him, even. But he's going somewhere they can't follow. He's doing things they don't know about. It's not that he's evil, it's just that he's disassociated from them. But yeah, if Arc 1 was about a man discovering he's more than human, Arc 4 is about realizing that man is less than human. That's kind of the fun tragedy. Yeah, but by the end of Arc 4, everything seems like we're getting to a point. We're getting to a great point. Thematically, just beautiful. Psychologically, too. And that's where Arc 5 comes in. That's where Arc 5 is meant to slap you in the face, reminding you that, hey, this is still Mass Effect. There is still a lot that Zed doesn't know, and Zed is not prepared for. And yeah, he's kicking ass and taking names before, but he's also a part of a wider world, and he's also outnumbered, and he's also especially outnumbered because the Reapers are coming. So Arc 5 is the break. Arc 5 is the first time the story properly leaves the sandbox. Up till now, the narrative has been focused inward. It's about Zed, each arc folding deeper into his psychology, into the mechanics of invention, into human versus machine. That's why Arc 5 is the opposite. It's where the energy is meant to explode outwards. It's where you're no longer stuck in his lab, where he's no longer able to just invent something, or, oh yeah, I have this waiting just for this to come in handy, or me hinting at that. No, he is out in the world. He can't just whip something up in a millisecond. Well, he was never whipping something up in a millisecond before, but he just can't go and build something and come back with it. He has to actually stick it out. He has to go on adventures. He has to save the galaxy. But yeah, the story is done building, and now it's time to actually test. The first four arcs were architecture. They weren't the prologue, but they were architecture. They were building to something. They were building to Arc 5. Exploration, movement, contact, Zed's empire is running, the systems work, the Guardians exist, now let's actually field test all that shit. So, yeah, the story is no longer a workshop drama in Arc 5, it's a frontier war epic, it's burning skies, it's a plasma fire, alien ruins, all that stuff. So, yeah, the tone is gonna shift in Arc 5, you're gonna feel it in the writing itself, there's no more long methodical build sequences. We're going to be focused more on tactical bursts, breathing faster, sharper, hungrier. We are getting the energy of Arc 1 back. No more lingering on philosophy when a Reaper drones in on you. But that's kind of the thing, though. The philosophy is not supposed to go away. It won't go away. It's going to mutate. The moral questions will come through combat. They will be based on interaction with brand new characters. Familiar characters, of course. The canon characters. But they are brand new to Zed. And Arc 5 is the first time the story stops being a controlled experiment. I am fully using somebody else's railroad, and I am seeing how I can build new rails as I go along. And yeah, it's going to change the emotional geometry too. Yeah, but if we're talking meta, this kind of mirrors the way the writing and the story evolved. The early arcs were a bit more precision, I was a bit more focused. And I think I want to break that in Arc 5. I want to get right into canon. I want to see what I can do. You know what? I've already, you know, drafted it all. But I definitely want to make it bigger, louder, and more violent. You know? Yeah, you know. Thanks for reading, guys. Or thanks for listening, too. Appreciate you. Bye-bye.